Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
And it's always a good morning when it is a Friday.
You
yay.
Got that right. I'm second that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the federal judge in the fake January 6th case announces we will not postpone our show trial until after the election. Not going to do that. Wow. Okay. Federal judge handling Donald Trump's January 6th criminal case rejected Trump lawyers' request to postpone proceedings so no new evidence against Trump can come up before the November election. This court is not concerned with the electoral schedule. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. This is election interference, said U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. This was at the hearing yesterday. That's nothing I'm going to consider. Okay, let's rewind. Let's get out our little history machine and rewind a little bit and remember how this goes, okay? Remember when Bill Barr, the profoundly corrupt Bush-era attorney general, who Trump appointed and who immediately turned against him, unfortunately, like so many Trump appointees, admitted to us, Lee, after the 2020 election that he had interfered in it. That he actually had, they had a copy of the Hunter Biden laptop, knew it was Hunter's, knew there were crimes on it. But he hid it from the American people and from members of the Senate who were seeking evidence of Hunter's crimes from the laptop. Because remember, they were lobbying demand letters at the Department of Justice. The FBI had a copy of the laptop. The Department of Justice had access to it. The FBI is, of course, their police force. And Bill Barr said, well, you know, I was trying to be fair. It was 90 days before the election. We were in a 90-day window. So, you know, that's not a law, Lee, but a rule that they operate off of inside the Department of Justice. And he admitted this after the election. Remember, there was Ron Johnson and other senators knew there were evidence of Hunter's crimes on that laptop. But Bill Barr rebuffed their request for that information because they wanted to bring it out before the election so the American people could decide, hey, do we want to have a president whose son takes $3.5 million from the Russians and sort of kind of doesn't report it to the IRS? That's money laundering for the rest of us. Do we want a president whose family takes $8 million from the Chinese? That was documented on that laptop. And Bill Barr said, yeah, I mean, I had to hide it. It would have been election interference. To allow the public to know about evidence of bribery?
Yeah, funny about how allowing something that actually happened to be known is interference.
Right. So, again, this is information they'd had, the FBI had, it would turn out later, we'd find out, had the laptop since 2019 as part of their money laundering investigation. A lot of that, actually, you're seeing Hunter prosecuted on right now. They could have done it before, but they wanted to make sure they had, that they could get a president they could control into the White House. And they did. That's what they were doing. They needed somebody who had compromise, and they hold the whole thing rigged. So that is how Donald Trump's corrupt attorney general handled this, okay? Fast forward to today, right? The 90-day rule, which we were told was a sacred thing, remember? Had the force of law practically, even though it didn't, and had to be honored. And so we could not, we wanted to tell you that Joe Biden and his family were profoundly corrupt and probably took bribes, definitely laundered the money, but it was 90-day window, so we had to hide it. Well, we don't have evidence of bribes by Trump. We have this ridiculous January 6th case, and the Justice Department's acting like there's no 90-day rule, Lee. It's not a thing. Because, you know, you got this judge, Tanya Chutkan. Well, you know what? This goes two ways. You need a Justice Department prosecuting the thing to move it forward in Chutkan's courtroom. And suddenly, it's as if the 90-day rule is nothing more than a fine mist. It's not real. It doesn't count. I don't know. We just ignore it when it's a Democrat. And again, what are they coming after Trump for? Look, if it was evidence of bribery by our worst enemies on earth, like the Biden family, if it was, say it with me, bribes, which David Weiss has called this, the federal prosecutor prosecuting Hunter, has admitted, yeah, he took bribes. Yeah, I know, on behalf of his dad, we know. If it was bribes by Trump, I'd say, well, let's push the rule aside. We need to know if our guy's owned by our worst enemies on earth, kind of important before an election, right? I'm good with it. This is a fake, trumped up show trial case. Again, January 6th, Trump said, proceed peacefully and patriotically. There's no crime here. And yet it's allowed to go forward. It's an absolute outrage with the Department of Justice. Where's the mainstream media's cries of, hey, we're within the 90 days? We can't speak of this.
Yeah.
Trump's administration, and it was because his attorney general, Bill Barr, is a Bush guy, so thus profoundly corrupt, like the rest of the Bush cabal, like the Cheney cabal, they're all corrupt. You know, another, I'm sure, Lindsey Graham recommendation. Glad Trump doesn't seem to be listening to Lindsey anymore. But would it be that as it may, Bill Barr honored that 90-day rule even when hiding evidence, I still can't get over this, of bribery from the American people and crimes by the Biden family, which we are now finding out legit are crimes, by the way. That's what's so astonishing right now. Once again, I mean, my toxic trolls, does it bother you at all? Your media told you Hunter Biden was a good boy.
Yeah. He's a victim.
He's a victim now. He's just a drug user. Yeah. And he can't help using drugs. And Republicans are picking on him. But other than that, there's no other evidence here of any kind of cry. Wow, $8 million from the Chinese, $3.5 million from the Russians. And that's just the direct pay for the consulting fee. It doesn't count $30 million more that was given to Rosemont Seneca by Batarina, the Russian oligarch. I mean, the only Russian money that's changed hands here, the only one owned by Russia was the Biden family. You got to listen to my yesterday Battleground America, because I laid out, it's actually kind of fascinating, what Biden did for Putin for that money. He got the sanctions taken off the Nord so that Putin's invasion of Ukraine could proceed.
You're talking about the Nord Stream pipeline?
Nord Stream pipeline, okay. Yes. It was critical those sanctions be taken off so that they could move the gas through and still invade Ukraine.
Yeah.
Biden understood that.
Providing the revenue stream.
Providing the revenue stream. There's only been two times Joe Biden ever went to Congress to lobby for something. The second time he lobbied on behalf of Russia, he got 44 Democrats to flip their votes from for sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline to against sanctions on the Nord Stream pipeline. And then, you know, Trump had put sanctions on the Nord within 4 days of Biden taking office. He had taken them off. He'd suspended them and the tanks began to roll. They rolled right out there to the border. So Joe Biden very much orchestrated the invasion of Ukraine. And then remember him saying a small invasion would be tolerated. That's what you get for $43 million you pay Hunter Biden.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because he did say he put a limit on the size and positioning of the troops from Russia.
Yeah, but they could go take a little chunk of Ukraine because, you know, Biden sold it to them. 200,000 people are dead. Biden don't care. But I mean, when you look at the Democrats doing what they have accused Trump of, and you can find the direct payments on the laptop, the FBI, the FBI and DOJ, the largest, foremost Russian disinformers on the planet lied to you and said that laptop was Russian disinformation. Why did they do that? Because they knew there were that the evidence of the Biden's crimes were on the laptop. If the laptop was real, then the crimes were real. So it's really fascinating to me to watch the absolute insane, utter hypocrisy here. You know, headline, federal judge rejects Trump's argument that January 6th case should be postponed because of the 90-day rule before an election. That would be election interference. So when it's a Democrat and you're hiding their crimes, it is election interference. You can't try them. You can't talk of it. You can't prosecute them. But when it's Trump, yeah, we'll prosecute. And then you've got this other thing that Hunter's doing, which is ridiculous, saying I'm going to plead guilty, Lee.
Yeah.
I'm going to spare my family any more pain. Oh, poor baby. So painful to get a $40 million payout from the Russians and an $8 million payout from the Chinese. How do you cope? Well, with prostitutes and blow. That's how he copes. I don't feel bad for poor baby. No, you know what he's doing? He's pleading guilty. And the Justice Department's like, yeah, we'll help you. That'd be great. Yeah, just don't talk about this before the election. He's pleading guilty, so we won't be talking about this before the election, knowing damn well daddy's going to pardon him.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much assured.
Yeah, and I don't care what Biden says.
Yeah,
everything Biden says is a lie. Yeah. He says he's not pardoning his son. You bet he is.
Yeah.
You bet he is.
Because, you know, there will be plenty of cover for him in the mainstream media and the political class in this country on both sides of the aisle. You'll see that they'll say, well, you know, the president's had his final act, and of his presidency as he is ushered out of the White House is going to be to, have mercy for his son that was convicted simply because of his name and his drug addiction. That's the way it'll be presented.
Are you kind of noticing the media spin here? They are painting Hunter, I kid you not, as a hero.
Yeah.
Look at this headline. Hunter Biden says he pleaded guilty to spare his family the humiliation of a trial after addiction battles.
Oh, spare us.
What a good boy. Such a good boy. Only wish I had a child so loyal. What a good guy. Not like that Trump. So what you're going to see in Chutkin's courtroom is a show trial. They're not going to have an actual jury, Lee. That part's not going to happen before the election. But what they are going to do is bring the evidence forward, drip, 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 coming up to the election. And the 90-day rule, the sacred, sacrosanct 90-day rule, is that gone for Trump? Wasn't for Biden, though. Unbelievable. But not as crazy as when the FBI sends a sheriff to contact you about your boy's gonna shoot up a school. And you're like, you know what I'm going to get him for Christmas? A gun. That's up next. Folks, this is the craziest news week. It really is.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good morning to you. So two details I want to highlight here. The first is what Brooke was just mentioning about the father admitting to investigators that he bought his son the gun as a Christmas present last year, which means he bought the gun for his son after sitting down with law enforcement and them telling him that his son had made school shooting threats. And the other thing that's come up is that the shooter's aunt told the Washington Post that he had been, quote, begging the adults around him for mental health support in recent months.
This is just all around grinding stupidity. Just mind-boggling grinding stupidity. I mean, the FBI sends the sheriff to your house to warn you your boy has been threatening to shoot up the school? I mean, that's specific. You're a dad. You know the threats have come from your house. And you say to yourself, you know what I need to get him for Christmas? A gun. He needs a gun. This is the kind of sub-room temperature IQ moron who's going to cost us our gun rights. And I'm really glad we found a pressure valve for the pressure here, because the left wants to use sub-IQ, sub-room temperature morons, you know, IQ morons like this to take our guns. And the pressure valve, release valve is, let's start charging these parents in these shootings. Let's do it. I mean, this couldn't get more clear-cut. They came to your house. They told you he put the threats online. The rest of the family's texting the Washington Post going, he was mentally ill. He tried to get help. His parents didn't get him help. They got him a gun. This is from when law enforcement originally visited Dad and dropped the news. Hey, your son wants to shoot up a school. He's threatening to do that online. Here's Dad. Okay. Talking to the police at the time, which it was actually sheriff's deputies.
Oh, man, see this. Do you have weapons in the house?
I do.
Are they accessible to him?
They are. I mean, there's nothing loaded, but they are down.
But
we do a lot of shooting. We do a lot of deer hunting. He shot his first deer this year. Teaching about firearms and safety and how to do it all and get him interested in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. He knows the seriousness of weapons and what they can do and how to use them and not use them.
Guess not. Look, I don't get this. Okay, I'm not following. I don't understand. My husband is a Marine. He is a lover of guns. They are his passion. They're his hobby in addition to just liking them for self-defense. My house is loaded with weapons. We could probably hold off a SWAT team for weeks. And ammo. And let me tell you what. No child of mine has access to those guns. Every single one of them is locked up. And they don't know the codes. And I have great kids. They're happy kids, psychologically healthy kids. Never threatened to shoot up a school, I'll tell you that. Now, my daughter has begun to learn to use the guns on the firing range. My husband made sure she knew how to do it when we went on our hiking trip in Utah because we were going to be in really remote places. But she was never allowed to have the gun unsupervised. No child of mine could get to a gun in my house. They are locked up and they do not know the codes. Why? Because why take a chance? Children and guns don't mix. This is just common sense. Kids do dumb stuff. And you know what? Honestly, do I think I could leave my guns unsecured around my kids and just tell them you can't touch that? Yeah, I could. I could. We have well-disciplined children in my house. But would I? No. Why would you do that? You know, a day's going to come, finally, when they're out of the house someday, when my husband and I don't have to keep every gun under lock and key. That'll be nice. It'll go back to the way it was before we had them. But right now, and again, like, I don't have toddlers. I don't have five-year-olds either. But we don't let kids access guns. What kind of moron? And by the way, after he watches, because it was big national news. I mean, I don't know how you miss it. The two parents tried, convicted, and sent to prison in that other mass shooting. So look, it's in my opinion, it's time for these parents to start going to prison. This guy is, he's bonded out. And he's now facing a maximum of 30 years in prison. He could do as little as 10. He's got second-degree murder charges, second-degree cruelty to children charges. In Georgia, you could charge those, the second-degree cruelty to children charges, regardless of intent. And they are charging him for cruelty both to his own son and to the victims, the murder victims. Good. Fantastic. Bring it. Bring it. It's a pressure valve to take the pressure off me and you and other responsible gun owners because left is coming at us like the hounds of hell. And they want our guns. No, they don't care about children. These are the people who've lost over 85,000 children, many of whom they know are being sex trafficked. They don't give a damn about children at all. I mean, Joe Biden's administration learns from the New York Times children are being sex trafficked after they lose them. And they're like, oh, cool. We'll help the sex traffickers by removing the DNA testing. And they suspended it. These people don't care about children. They want our guns so they can control us. And they're going to use cases like this. And so what we need to do is start holding these parents accountable. And I'm really glad that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is doing that. This man is dangerous. He should not be around children. Oh my gosh. Okay. That 17-year-old thug suspect charged with shooting 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall. Remember that story? Unbelievable story. Wanted his Rolex. It was taught by the New York Times, the Democrat Party, that if he sees something he wants, it should be redistributed to him. When Pearsall refused to hand it over, they scuffled over the gun. Both of them ended up shot. Pearsall miraculously, and this is part of the reason this got so much attention, also because he's an NFL first-round draft pick, the 49ers, ends up shooting Pearsall in the chest. And somehow, it dodges all his major organs and goes out his back. His mom called it a miracle, and that's a miracle. Who survives that? No major organs hit? Wow. Was able to walk himself to the ambulance. I have no doubt he was in shock. Yeah, well, headline. The 17-year-old suspect charged with shooting 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall in the post-American territory, blue territory of San Francisco, as lawless as the Wild West ever was now. Got all the features of the Wild West, except maybe stagecoach robberies. Apologized for his actions. He's very sorry. So sorry. Afterwards, his public defender held a press conference, told reporters he was genuinely very sorry that this did happen. No, let me translate to make it true. He is genuinely very sorry that DePerp was an NFL 49er first round draft pick. He didn't know, or he wouldn't have robbed him. No, he'd have hit some other slob who wasn't famous and been bonded out already to run around and do it again. He's very, very sorry he picked the wrong victim. Is he sorry he did it? Oh, heck no. Anyway, the teen has been charged with attempted murder, assault with a semi-automatic weapon, attempted second-degree robbery, weapons charges. It's almost as if this happened in a red area. But that's only because London Breed, the mayor, is running for office and there's been a lot of national scrutiny. If this was a regular honor, a tourist, they should have just handed him the Rolex. This is a high-value future Democrat voter here. He's 17. You just hand him the Rolex is what you do. Pearsall, by the way, first round again draft pick by the 49ers in April, was released from the hospital and placed on the NFL's non-football injury list. So, don't think this would be the result if you go to San Fran and get shot, though. Nobody's going to care. Gotta be out on bonds in hours. And the charges will be ridiculous because this is, you know, it's Democrat paradise. Coming up on the show, oh my gosh, Tren de Aragua did take over those apartment buildings in Aurora. And guess who knew it? While the media was lying to you and the Democrat governor was lying to you and the Democrat attorney general was lying to you. Do you know who knew it? The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security had already been called in, sat down with a meeting with the desperate landowners' attorneys. Let that sink in. Who had been threatened, the landowner, that he can't go on his own property or they will kill him. In the what? The takeover of the property, the taken territory. Go look at the media fact checks. Oh, that's a conspiracy. No, Tren de Aragua hasn't taken over multiple apartment complexes in Aurora. Wait till you hear this story coming up. Oh, it's worse than that. The feds know it. They did nothing either. And not only has Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan prison gang, taken multiple apartments over and conquered the territory in Aurora, they've done it throughout Colorado. There's other cities too. Yeah, that's coming up on the show. Stay tuned for that. Going to jump on the line with Dustin in Greer. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning, Tara. I just wanted to talk about spanking. Spanking your children. It is a good thing. You hear me?
Yep. I couldn't agree more with that.
I I know this sounds weird and kind of dirty, but whenever I got my wife brought home a new puppy, and in the beginning, I whooped the crap out of that new puppy for peeing and pooping on at the, you know, around the house. In the very beginning, not, you know, just at the very beginning. Now, when my wife tells him to go to his house or anybody else tells him to do anything, he doesn't do it. He only does it whenever I tell him. It's the same thing with your children. If you don't have to spank your children forever. You just got to do it in the beginning. And then when you lay down the law, they obey. And that's what I think is going on with a lot of these kids that are turning trans and school shooting. They don't have a dad that is laying down the law. And it really, really works. I spanked my daughter, you know, probably starting about 6 years old. And her mother tells her to do something, she doesn't do it. But when I tell her to do something, she gets her butt up and does it immediately. And I think it's the same thing with these child shooters. Nobody's whooped that butt.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, you've got a very narrow, and thank you so much for your phone call. You've got a very narrow window to do that with your child, because you can't be spanking them when they're 16. You got to get control over them before they're the same size as you. And we did. We practiced the spanking when my kids were little. And it does. It makes a big impression. All right. Unbelievable story. They knew. Documents that have now come out in Aurora, Colorado, revealed the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Colorado Attorney General, all Democrats, were aware of Venezuelan gangs and did nothing. This goes back to July, when it made national news because it was so shocking that they were conquering territory. Guess what? They lied. They lied. After doing nothing? After doing nothing. Where are we finding this out about? Where are we finding out about this? Better way to put it. Local news. Go look online. I was looking at this last night when I was on the treadmill. Fact check after fact check after fact check. No, silly. Venezuelan gangs, they did not take over Aurora. That would never happen. We'll start with how they got there.
We now know members of the Tren de Aragua gang arrested in Aurora, Colorado, were likely in the U.S. illegally and were released into the country by the Biden administration.
You surprised? This is why this has to be covered up, okay? Letters obtained by the Denver Gazette from the law firm representing the apartment complex shows how desperate they were to kick this gang out. August 28th, they wrote a letter to the Democrat Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser complaining they'd lost control of these apartment complexes, three of them. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll have more details on this at 7:06. This is going to blow your mind. They beat one guy within an inch of his life to demonstrate, one of the managers, that they were in control. Then they sent the maid back to tell the owners they were barred from the property. Local police did nothing. They went to the attorney general. He referred them back to the local police. They even met with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, who did nothing. And now they're all lying to you. Or they were, till these letters came out. Unbelievable. And again, the punchline, it's not just Aurora. This is going on in other cities in Colorado. We've got news now that it's going on in Chicago. Folks, how many cities are they blue cities? Are they taking territory in? That's the question. Hey, I want to apologize for that last phone call. We do not support beating dogs. And I think that concludes the phone call portion of the show for the foreseeable future. We'll just stick to the text line. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry about that. 71307. If you want to have a point of view, you could text it there. We can better edit things that way and move faster. Again, 71307. Text line's been on fire this week. It's been absolutely fantastic. You guys are doing an amazing job carrying the show, coming up with so many things that I don't even think of. So again, I apologize for that last phone call. It should not have made the air. Okay. This is from the New York Post. I'm just going to read it straight through, okay? A top Manhattan U.S. attorney, says the federal, they work for Joe Biden, U.S. attorney admits that D.A. Bragg's prosecution of Donald Trump is nonsense. We know this, but you know what's fascinating about this? Democrats know it too. A top Department of Justice spokesperson in New York was caught on hidden camera ripping Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his recent prosecution of former President Donald Trump, accusing Bragg of conducting lawfare just to further his own political ambitions. Nicholas Biasi, he's the chief spokesperson for the Manhattan U.S. District Attorney's Office, okay? So he's not some peon working in the back office. Chief spokesperson for the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office. They answer to the corrupt Attorney General Merrick Garland and the corrupt President Joe Biden, with his corrupt sidekick Kamala Harris, was secretly recorded tearing into the prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, during a recent conversation. He thought he was talking to a cute chick. He was trying to impress her. He didn't know she was recording him. Honestly, I think the case is nonsense. This is the 34 felonies for Trump. It's an account. It's his own accounting, okay? It's not saying he lied to the IRS. Not saying he lied to New York State tax authorities. Just how he entered the entries, like when you write a check in your own checkbook, which is absurd. Honestly, I think the case is nonsense, he said. Yeah, we know. He says Bragg brought it to make himself famous, that he wants to run for higher office. He wants to be something. A mayor, I'm not sure what he wants to be, but he's not happy just being the DA of New York County. Before he decided to prosecute Trump, did you know who he was? At one point in the video, Biasi, I guess that's how he says his name, accused Bragg of stacking charges against Trump and like rearranging things just to make it fit a case. We said this to you. No one has ever been prosecuted using that statute in the way that Trump was. They have to twist the law to the point it's never been used this way. Trump was convicted on 34 felony charges of falsifying business records over payments made to a porn star. The guy is going to lock him up, talking about Trump, and it's going to be ugly, he said. They are so obsessed with getting Trump, he continued. Asked who he meant by they, he shot back, the Democrats. It affects his candidacy if he's a convicted felon. Those felonies did nothing, he says, to stop Trump from running. In fact, they made Trump more relevant. He then went on to talk about corrupt state New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who was able to get him on fraud charges. He said every real estate person in New York does what Trump did. Nobody's ever been charged with this. You know, it's a perversion of justice. And Biasi, but folks, I've used this term myself, described New York state level justice system as the Wild West. It is. These are post-American territories and post-American, not recognizably American judicial systems, much more in common with something in the USSR than with America. So you have the spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York admitting this. Again, we've never seen things like this before. You know what this tells you? At that level, you hear the scuttlebutt in the office. You know all the other Democrat prosecutors, because there's no Republicans left, know this is lawfare, know this is BS, and just want to get Trump in order to defeat him. In other words, they want show trials. They want show trials. That is not American. That is totalitarian.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.